Blog Talk Radio.
Lincoln 103, 5 Lincoln 102, Lincoln 103 and 102.
Responding to 401 Parking Circuit, Section 1 Boy.
Henry 8, Henry 9. Respond to gate 437, Bravo, for your dignitary detail. 3K911, unattended 400 lower level, near Carousel 4, black bag. GTA in progress, 401 parking structure, section 4 boy.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Control 2 Franklin and Rob.
484 suspect, the female, Hispanic, 28 years of age. Blue G, no further.
Control, high Frank, 401 is a route.
Well, good evening and welcome to a live edition of the Private Officer Radio Network. The Private Officer Beat Radio Show. We're on the air live tonight from our home base in Charlotte, North Carolina, and glad to have you joining us tonight. We are just excited about so many different things happening, and we'll be talking about those momentarily. Do want to thank our sponsor and recommend that you check them out as well on the web at www.onguardins.com. If you're a security agency, an alarm company, or a private detective service, you're definitely going to want to check out these fine folks at Varney Insurance. They're going to help you to reduce your overall cost, but giving you better protection and service for lower cost at the Varney Insurance Agency. Check them out today at www.onguardins.com. Or call them at area code 813-245-2675. We highly recommend them and use them ourselves. Well, today is, believe it or not, the third week of January, and although we had some mild days in the last few days earlier this week, we got a rude awakening earlier today because we got an alert of snow, cold and blowing winds, and some accumulation heading into the East Coast, especially if you're living in the D.C. or Virginia area and along the Atlantic seaboard. Many areas are going to be covered with probably the largest storm that they've seen in a number of years. Now, according to the alert that we received here at Dispatch, we also saw that about 70% of the U.S. is going to be hit with the second blast from the vortex, the freezing temperatures heading down from Canada. So if you're in the uniform security or public safety business, you definitely, especially if you're a supervisor or a manager, an owner of a company, a commander, you definitely want to be looking out for your folks because it's not going to be easy for them, first of all, to get around, to even get to the job in some places. And second of all, it's not going to be easy for them if they're out on a, you know, foot patrol or a live post where they have to be out in the weather. Make sure that they have the proper uniforms, the warm gear, a place to duck in out of the cold, out of the snow, and definitely something hot to drink. Be prepared. Unfortunately, in these situations, as with, you know, severe storms in the summer and tornado weather, many security personnel have to kind of weather the storm the best they can, and oftentimes they're drenched, they're cold, they go, you know, without eating or without having cold liquid in the summer or hot liquid in the winter, and we're asking that you really take the time. Make sure that your folks are well-equipped for this upcoming storm and make sure that they're going to be prepared because from what we understand, some places are really going to see quite the winter weather storm hit them over the next 24 hours. So check on them frequently, call them, prepare them, equip them, and as always, show them that they're part of the family. That's what we do here at Private Officer, and we hope that you'll treat your employees in the same manner. All right, tonight, in just a few moments, we're going to talk about the four different ways that you can benefit from our training programs. And we have a number of training programs that we offer that helps you to be included, to get free training, as well as to be paid even for a number of referrals and services and so forth. And we even have a program that will help you to increase your students, your curriculum, and your revenues if you own a security agency or a security school or private college. And you're not going to want to miss out on that. We've already got people calling in right now. My gosh. We're going to be answering some questions later on if you'd like to call in. But please hang on for a few moments and let me get through the first half of our program. We'll be talking about the training opportunities coming up shortly. We've got a lot of things happening in the news. Just last week, we were in Nashville, Tennessee, and the Nashville chapter president, Mike Thornhill, was presented with the Founders Award. This is going to be the second year in a row. This is voted on by the board of directors for POI, and definitely he was more than deserving of the award. And I'm glad to see that the board thought so as well. We really look for people who really are dedicated to service for our organization, who are out there marketing, getting the word out, and who really makes the difference in their area, not only for POI, but for the security industry. And that's why Mr. Thornhill was selected, like I said, for the second year in a row. But while I was there, I was also privileged to speak for a few moments on the workplace violence situation at the chapter. And we also headed out to Clarksville, Tennessee, and we attended a funeral for an armored car security officer who had been killed in a really kind of a freakish type accident on Interstate 24. That was really a sad event. It was very emotional, and I'm really just so happy that many security officers and coworkers and folks from the corporate office responded and attended and offered assistance to the wife. He left a wife and two children, and it was a very touching service, and obviously he was loved and cared for not only by his family, but for his coworkers as well. It was very evident, and I was really honestly surprised at the attendance. Sometimes you never know if the company is even going to respond. You never really know if there's going to be any attendance at all from the employer. I've gone to these situations where there wasn't any. But Andrew J. Arnold definitely was cared about, represented, and Loomis Armored Car, they sent up a number of their management team from both the Nashville area as well as the corporate office in Dallas, and there were a number of his coworkers there. The family definitely needs your prayers and definitely needs your donations if you'd like to assist them. You can either make those donations through our office here at Private Officer International, or you can send them direct, and I don't have an exact address to send them, but I'm sure if you contact us, we will put you in touch with Loomis and get those funds directed over to him. There's been a number of serious assaults over the last week and a half, and there's been a couple of deaths. But I'm happy really tonight to report that for the time being, the number of injured and dead security personnel actually have dropped over the last few months as was evident in the statistics for 2013. They were lower than the previous year. And, you know, although there were a lot of assaults and a lot of injured in 2013, I'm hoping that we can stay on track. We do have a program here called Under 50, Below 50, and we really want to continue to work together to, you know, lessen the deaths on duty and the injuries as well. So take that pledge at our website, privateofficer.com, and also take part in all the free training that I think is very valuable. While we're on the air tonight, you can always send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com. You can also submit any kind of news that you have happening in your area. If you have any training events coming up, if you have any type of promotions that you want to announce, we'll be glad to do that free. Just send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com. Now, you can also contact us 24/7, 365 days a year. We ask that you not do this on the social media sites. We have a number of social media sites, and don't do them on the forums, but rather send all of your emails, direct every single one, to helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. They'll distribute the email to the appropriate person, and they're monitoring 24/7, so that's the best and fastest way to be able to reach the right person and get your, you know, needs met, your questions answered. And remember, the social media is a great way to have communication, but it's not the fastest way, so we ask that you use helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Like I was saying, we are on all the social media. You can follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Pinterest. We have our own daily news blogs. We also have a number of other social media. You can find them all just by going to our website, privateofficer.com. And you can also sign up for our daily news alerts, our daily news letter, and officer down alerts as well, right there from our main page at privateofficer.com. We have a lot to talk about tonight. We're very excited as we continue to celebrate our 10-year anniversary. That's right, 10 years. And if I had our can hand clapping queued up, we'd set that off, but Brett didn't have that ready. But, yeah, we are celebrating 10 years, and we've got a lot of great things happening throughout our organization, as well as in our chapters and a number of other countries that we're involved in, and we'll tell you more about that tonight as well. But we're very excited about what 2014 has in store for us. So far, it's been a great year, and, you know, we've got a lot planned. We're going to let a few things out the bag tonight. We've already talked about a couple of them over the last month or so, but we're going to tell you a little bit more and how you can get involved. And then we're going to also talk about our training programs and why it's valuable to you to get involved and financially rewarding. And, gosh, I'll tell you that 2014, it's going to be a great year. And if you don't get involved and you don't become part of it, you're going to be really missing out. That's all that I can tell you. But we do have a number of folks calling in. We're going to hold off taking those calls until later in the program. But when we give you the cue, if you want to call in, you can do it. All you have to do is call area code 347-426-3807. Again, we'll give you the cue when to call in. We're going to take our first break, but we'll be right back.
I was just going to the grocery store.
Seatbelt violators, beware.
I forgot to put it on.
If you're pulled over because you've broken the law.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable.
And you're not wearing your seatbelt.
It's broken, but I was going to have it fixed.
No matter what your excuse is, you will get a ticket in addition to the ticket for your original violation.
Click it or ticket, that's pretty easy to remember.
For some children, America isn't the land of promise. It's a place where every day is a struggle. Because today in America, One in six children lives below the poverty line. For these children, living in poverty means going without medicine, going without food, going without a warm home, or even a roof over your head. And that's life for nearly 13 million children of all races, all across America. Where will you draw the line and get involved? You can help these children and their families find a way out of poverty for good. And you can make a difference in more ways than you think. Will you help? Go to PovertyUSA.org today. Because one in six children in poverty is one too many.
1-234, be advised, 33, please, and associate with the suspect and the victim. This, West.
All right, welcome back to the Private Officer Beat radio show, sponsored by Private Officer International. If you're a security, law enforcement, or public safety officer, private investigator, or you're tied in as a vendor of services or equipment for the law enforcement, security, or public safety industry, you'll definitely want to become a member of Private Officer International. We have just a lot of member benefits and training and things that really you can't find elsewhere. Check it all out at privateofficer.com. You also want to check out our friends over at the Varney Insurance Agency at www.onguardins.com. They really will help you if you own a private security agency or you're a private investigator or an alarm service. They'll help reduce your costs for liability insurance, workers' comp, and they're great folks to work with. Give them a call today at area code 813-245-2675. That's area code 813-245-2675, or check them out on the web at www.onguardins.com. Great folks, Varney Insurance Group. We do have a lot going on and a lot of programs, and as you know, we celebrate our 10-year anniversary, 10 years of service that we've provided the security, investigation, and public safety industry. We are very excited to be able to present even more services and training and so forth than any other organization. Now, I know that there are other organizations out there. Unfortunately, you know, we get almost once a week or so, we do get emails from our members who tell us about all these organizations that are popping up on the web. But checking back with them in a few months or a year, I have to tell you, very few are still around. They come and they go. And they all charge a whole lot more than what we charge for membership. But we've been hanging tough for 10 years. And the reason for that is because we grow slowly. Well, not that slowly, but we grow at a steady pace. We're consistent. I just had someone email me over the weekend and said that we have provided everything that we promised. He did a thorough check on the web and with the Better Business Bureau, and was quite surprised that there was never a complaint filed. There's nothing negative that can be found. And that's because we are committed to doing what we promise. And the reason for that is we truly are concerned about the security industry. But more than that, we're concerned about the direction that the industry is heading as it, you know, every day almost becomes closer and closer to law enforcement. Every day, security personnel are tasked with more duties. Even though they're not paid for it, they're not trained for it, unfortunately, we are evolving much quicker than the industry is able to keep up with, and definitely we're there to kind of gap the middle and to provide those services, the training, the consultations, and other services that either the companies don't, won't, or don't know how to, and so that's why we're there. So check us out at privateofficer.com. And, of course, if you're a member, you already know that we're here for you. We respond very quickly to your requests, to your calls, and that's just how we are, and that's how we will remain. During the 2014 year, we have a number of projects that we're working on, and we really need your support. And I'll tell you right off the bat, My biggest project that we're working on right now, besides our school, which we're very excited on, and we'll tell you about that in just a moment, but my number one priority, and I need your help, I need your funds, I need your dedication and commitment, is we want to get a memorial wall out on the road on wheels. We've already drawn up plans and submitted them to the board and looked at this for several years now, actually, and the time has come. We want to put together a mobile wall that would be, you know, really something that would stand out and identify all the security officers killed in the line of duty. One of the problems, well, we have a number of problems, actually, but one of the problems that we have is funding. To buy a trailer, to have it painted, to have it outfitted, just a trailer, we're looking at about $20,000. And then we're going to need a vehicle that's going to pull it. It doesn't have to be new, but, you know, we're looking at another $20,000 probably. And $50,000 probably to get this memorial wall on wheels out on the road. And we need, you know, some help financially, but we also need some ideas on how to fundraise and how to get this thing going. Now, we have a committee, and if you would like to join the committee and be part of this process, you know, please send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. You can also help get some sponsors who will donate toward the cause. There are many different types of companies, vendors of security and law enforcement supplies and equipment and vehicles and uniforms, places that we can't get to. We don't have the time, we don't have the personnel, and we don't have, you know, the connections that you might have locally. So give them a call, send them an email, you know, turn them on to us. I'll be more than happy to talk with them. The other thing here with the memorial on the walls is that we have a large number of security officers slain who have not been identified. We know there's hundreds just in the last 10 years that we didn't either see in a press release or in the media. And there's even hundreds and probably even thousands more beyond that who never was recognized that we really need to work on gathering those names. And we did have a project a couple of years ago, and we were able to dig up about 60 names, I think, 50 names, something like that. And we added those to the wall, and we still have some other resources that we can apply to recovery of these names that never were recognized. And so if you're interested in helping with that historical project, again, just send an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. It's important that we recognize them no matter, you know, what year they were involved, no matter what happened, what the cause was, you know, it's important. All right, several other things. I just got a news blast, breaking news. And this is to be suspected, or expected, I should say. If you're a traveler and you're traveling by plane tomorrow, a number of airlines have just sent out a news press that expect travel to be delayed, canceled, and maybe even a catastrophe in some areas, especially along the East Coast. And that always has a domino effect. If you're a traveler by airplane and you travel frequently, you know that if the East Coast is getting a snowstorm and you're supposed to be flying in from Arizona to New York, LaGuardia or Kennedy or Dulles in Virginia, it's going to have a domino effect. Your flights are going to be delayed. They're going to be canceled. Some things are going to be stacked up at the airport, so flights aren't going out as fast as they're supposed to, or they're not going out at all, or you know, you might even find yourself sleeping in the airport someplace. I had to do that a few times myself. Not a lot of fun. So if you're traveling tomorrow by plane, you might want to check. And, you know, many, probably all airlines these days have an app for that. And I know that airports do as well. Check them frequently, and you know, that way you'll know if your plane is delayed or canceled or been rerouted to Hoboken or someplace, you know, in Alaska. You just got to keep up on those things. Otherwise, you'll be stranded in the airport, not knowing what to do, where to go, or you know, where your next meal is going to come from. Some of these storms can really be tough. So these are the projects that we're working on, and I said a moment ago also that we're working on our Armor College. We are really excited about the way things are going. Our brand new Armor College website has been built, finalized. It's going through the edit phase right now. We'll be releasing it within a week. And let me just tell you a little bit about Armor College and about what our goals and our efforts are, really. It's a non-traditional college in as much as, although we're going to have a few brick-and-mortar locations, my goal is not to build a bunch of schools. My goal is to be able to go out, and we have a little slogan, we bring the school to you. And really, that's basically what we do. And over the last 6 months or so, we've been building up more and more clientele, more and more contracts to go out to various school systems and businesses and security agencies and so forth and do the training on site and the certifications necessary, which, you know, does a couple of things. First of all, it gets to them much quicker than them having to travel to the school. It makes it where it's comfortable for them because they're in a familiar location. And also, it provides the training that they need on site, and it gives us an opportunity to put them in that environment that they'll be using that training, so it really helps. But we are also a campus-based school as well, and we'll be talking about that as we go into our second half of the show as we talk about the various training opportunities for students and for instructors and how you can make money, actually. And like I said, there's a lot going on. Now, some people will say, well, what's the big deal about training? You know, we're not going to get paid by our employer. The client's not going to pay if we have 10 different certifications. You know, why should I? What's the big deal? And we'll talk about that a little bit in the next half hour because I understand completely where you're coming from. But you know what? If you want to advance your career, you have to do it through education. You have to do it through experience. And, you know, we'll go into that a little bit more. All right, a couple other things that we do want to talk about before we get into that next half hour is we have a brand new video training system that we're going to be releasing. And this is video training on demand. We have 20, 40, and 60-minute video training that you can do from home, from work, you know, wherever you are. You know, even from your phone, you can go to the website, very reasonable, and download the training video and watch it. And it's a secured site, very much like Netflix or any of those. And we'll be releasing that coming up in February, just down the road, not too far from now. We have a number of exciting programs. We talked about once before about the VEST program, providing armor for our members. We're still working on that. There are some legalities. Like I said, we've tried this once before, and, you know, when we send out vests and they don't get returned, they don't get paid for, it's very costly for us. So there's a couple of kinks in this program, but we're working them out. And there are certain members and business members who will be able to take advantage of this probably much quicker than some of our other frontline you know, members. But we're looking at finalizing this program and getting this out to you also next month in February, and we'll be telling you more about it in a few weeks. Again, we're very, very excited because we're celebrating our 10-year anniversary. Not too many companies. You know, the average startup of any type of business, you know, maybe 6 months to a year, and they're out of business. And we've had those times when we struggled, And occasionally it still looks like, well, we kind of, you know, who knows? When you're in business, any type of business, you have good days and bad days. You know, when you have to depend on other people buying your products, your services, whatever it might be, to be able for you to pay your bills, your payroll, and to stay in business, it makes it kind of tough. But thank God we've been able to weather the storms and stay strong, and so life goes on, and we're very, very excited about that. We are going to take one more quick break. When we come back, if you want to call in, you can do that at area code 347-426-3807. We're going to tell you about some of the things that we have coming up in our training opportunities, and it's a very exciting way for you to get free training and to earn some money doing it.
It's for my wife.
My husband still doesn't know the real story about that dent in the van.
I've never told her that I used to be a lifeguard at a nude beach.
I've never told my kids about the time I was arrested for streaking.
My friends don't know that I still sleep with my teddy bear.
But they all do know one thing about me.
And that I'm an organ donor.
I'm an organ donor.
And that's one thing that's too important to keep a secret. Because I could save somebody's life. And how cool is that?
Another edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio Network.
All right, you are listening live to another edition of the Private Officer Beat, sponsored by Private Officer International at www.privateofficer.com. Here in our dispatch center, we did just get a couple of school closings for Virginia. You might want to stay abreast. You know, all that it takes in many especially southern states, but even, I guess, in the mid-Atlantic region, is a warning of a few flakes, although this is supposed to be quite more significant. We've already gotten a couple of school closures for tomorrow, and we've got a news press release saying that some schools may be canceled as early as 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. So if you live in Virginia, D.C., Maryland, definitely stay abreast. If you're in some of those other mid-Atlantic states where you're expecting snow, well, you know the drill. Be alert and be awake early. Get to the radio early, folks, because the kids will, for sure. They'll be up at 4 a.m. Do we have school tomorrow? Do we have school today? You know how it goes. So just FYI. All right. We'll give you one more opportunity. If you'd like to call in, you can do it now. Area code 347-426-3807. Area code 347-426-3807. We are going to talk about a number of things about our training programs. We got an email just now also asking about chapter information. The best thing I can tell you on that is go to our website at privateofficer.com, and there's a link at the top of the page about chapters. Read that information. There's an audio clip there. Listen to that. Follow the instructions, and then contact us, and we'll set up a conference call and go over some more details with you. It's very easy. It doesn't take much, but you do have to be a POI member in good standing for at least a year. All right, tonight we want to talk for a few moments about all of the training opportunities going on here at Private Officer International, how you can get involved, how you can prosper from it, how you can benefit from free training, and also really the value in what we have to offer in our training division. First of all, right now there are a number of special programs that we introduced back 4 to 6 months ago. And the first program that we have, which we've been doing now for about a year, is called the STP, Strategic Training Partnership. And what this is, it really is something that is beneficial primarily not to the instructors as such, but to the security agency, the security school, the private college, or an instructor who's certified in a number of areas, both the basic entry level, unarmed and armed, as well as, say, tactical handcuffing, OC, baton, use of force, and some other courses that they can put together seminars with our assistance. And the Strategic Training Partnership Program is geared toward companies and colleges and schools that are already marketing to some level in your specific area, whether it be that entry-level guard car type training or something else. And what we do, Armor College and Private Officer International jointly comes in and we'll bring all of our curriculum, about 120 courses in EMS and fire service, the legal and medical industry, private security, public safety, school security and safety, law enforcement, all those type of courses that you probably don't offer or can't offer, we'll bring those. And what we do is we market in conjunction with you programs that would be receptive in your area. So let's say, for instance, you're in a specific area where tasers are not allowed by security officers, or the majority of schools or public safety agencies at hospitals don't use them. Other than marketing toward law enforcement, we would probably not have a lot of student base, and our, you know, student populace would be reduced comparatively to other areas, so we probably would not market that TASER program, not right off anyways. The benefit of POI and Armor College is that our instructors are certified both for law enforcement and private security. So, again, taking the TASER as an example, I myself and other instructors were certified to teach law enforcement, were certified to teach private security and civilian, and we're certified to teach and certify instructors. So you benefit from a partnership, an arrangement with us, because we're able to come in and target not only the security industry, but a number of other public safety related or non-related industries, such as EMS, fire, you know, medical, legal, so forth. We, in this program, work with you to talk about and figure out the best program to offer in your area. We use your facility, whether it be a school or an office, and we together jointly put on training 1, 2, 3, or even 5-day seminars or courses. Some are certifications that are national, so the student can actually take those with them wherever they go. It's not specific to their employer. And we share the profit with you for using your school. Now, in some cases, you may be one of the instructors. If you're certified to teach that particular course, we may just assign the course to you. We'll market it, enroll the student, and you go out and teach it. Or we may joint teach the course, depending on what it is. There's no startup fees. There's no cost to you. There's nothing out of pocket. You're going to benefit 100% because you're going to make money on the front end whether you teach or not, just for the use of your office and for helping market it. And if you do teach, you're going to make even more money. So it's a win-win situation for you and for us. We don't want the whole pie. We're going to share the pie with you. What this also does, it helps you to reach a different student populace. So, for instance, if you're always marketing to private security officers and now you're able to market to, say, law enforcement or campus security or EMS, EMT paramedics, it really opens up a newer, broader market to you. And a lot of times there's a lot of crossover education. So a security officer may also be an EMT. An EMT might also be a public safety officer. He may work at an ambulance at night and a college by day. Who knows? But they're going to need multiple different training and certifications, and now you'll be able to offer all of those under one roof. So it's a very interesting concept. It's very valuable and profitable to you. The other benefit to you besides the finances is that now you have a method, a way, a resource to train your people. Let's say you want them to be trained in first aid CPR. Maybe you want them to be trained as an EMT. Now you're able to do it and with our assistance. You know, no man is an island, and no man can teach every curriculum or specialty. And so when you partner with groups and companies and schools, you're able to reach a lot more people and also to benefit your own company at the same time. Strategic Training Partnership, STP. Check it out at the web, privateofficer.com/STP. All right, the other program that we have, which is very valuable, interesting, exciting, and that has gone over quite well this year in 2014 as part of our 10-year anniversary, we're holding STS, Security Training Summits, in at least 30 cities throughout the country. And there's no charge for the students, for the actual security officer or individual who's attending. We're not charging them anything. It's free. But, of course, we do have to meet our minimal cost. We have to meet our travel costs, our hotel, our food, you know, our salary. So we're asking for sponsors, be that your company or a group of companies or the local hotel chain. All you have to do is reach out. You can work through us or you can find your own sponsors and then notify us. You'll be able to send your employees through a two-day training program, workshops, and seminars. We'll be teaching workplace violence, use of force, articulating the force, domestic violence, and active shooter over those 2 days. You're going to have a whole day of use of force and writing reports articulating. So it's very expensive training. Normally we would charge several hundred dollars per person, but because we're offering this as part of our 10-year anniversary, we're offering it as a sponsorship. So if you want to work with us, we'll bring you those two-day seminars free of charge. You'll be able to put the word out to not only your employees, but all the companies, hospitals, malls, colleges, schools in the area, and they can benefit from it as well. They'll also, all the sponsors get attention in our in the media, in the press releases. We do media call on site, so when we come in to do a seminar, we're also notifying the local media, and of course, because it involves school security and active shooter workplace violence, they are Johnny on the spot. They come out, interview us, and this is where you'll get some PR as well. You'll be on our website as a sponsor. And it's a great thing for the community, it's a great thing for your employees, it's a great thing for you. So the difference between this program and the STP, you don't necessarily have to be an instructor, you don't have to have a school, and it's going to be open. All of the training is going to be free to everyone who attends, as long as we have a sponsor that's going to pay our cost for, you know, coming out there. So it's really very beneficial to the community, very beneficial to your company, very beneficial publicity-wise, and I think that it's a great program. We have a number of locations scheduled already, and we're excited to be kicking those off. And really, I enjoy traveling. I really do. I enjoy meeting people. I enjoy teaching. So I'm looking forward to it. And it's really definitely hard to fit in my schedule, but we're going to make it work. And like I said, we're going to be doing it for the entire year. So maybe you can't book it for next month, but you can do it in November. That will be fine. Contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Just tell them you want to sponsor or get more information on the Strategic Training Summit. Very important. The third opportunity that you have to become actively involved, by the way, number one and number two, you got employees, your employees, benefiting free of charge from these programs. That's very, you know, huge when you think about it. Here you are being able to put your employees, whether they be key management or frontline, into these training classes free of charge that would normally cost hundreds of dollars each. You could definitely benefit, you know, several thousand dollars with the training here for free. Check it out. Send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. The third method is called the referral key, and basically we are looking for folks. You may not have a facility. You may not be a school, an agency, or an instructor, but you have contacts in your area. You're the key contact. You're the, you know, go-between. Let's say you're in Dallas or Houston or Miami, where there's a lot of public safety, a lot of security, a lot of colleges and hospitals. You might be able to refer us, might be able to contact us and say, I know the security director at Methodist Hospital. I know the security campus police chief or campus security chief at ABC College in my town. And we'll work together and talk to them about bringing some training to their campus, their hospital, their shopping mall, whether it be use of force, tactical handcuffing, taser, whatever it might be. We'll work with them to get a program tailor-made for their specific needs. And because you gave us the referral, you're going to get a substantial paycheck, hundreds of dollars. So it's kind of like a commission-based type thing, and it works. People are excited about it, and if you want to participate, it's a great way to, you know, help your community, get some quality training into a number of places. And again, we're not really talking about guard service, contract service. Unfortunately, the way that they work is that they can only provide training that the client is willing to pay for, because there's just not a lot of profit margin in contract service, and we realize that. But we reach out more to the proprietary, the shopping malls, the colleges, the school districts, the security chiefs at the hospital, private businesses. They know the you know, value of training. They understand quality training, and they're more able to pay for it, frankly. And so if you are the referral key, you key us in on these businesses in your area and make the initial call or email, we'll do the follow-up. We'll close the deal. And if we do, you'll get paid. And that's basically how it works. You know, show me the money. We will show you the money. Show us, you know, the contact, the referral, and we'll show you the money. It's a great way for you to benefit. And on the other side of the coin, if you do arrange that training in your community, guess what? You also go free. So we'll provide that training for you, that certification, whatever it might be, free of charge. So not only will you get paid real money, hard cash, but you'll also be a beneficiary to the training at no cost to you. I think that's huge. Last but not least, we also are offering franchises in our schools. We have two schools. We have the Security Institute, Training Institute, and we have Armor College. The difference is that with Armor College, you can provide not only security training, but also law enforcement, public safety, EMS, legal, medical, the whole gamut that is offered through our curriculum. With the Armor Career Institute, you'll be able to provide security training, some EMS, first aid, citizen firearms, and things that relate to the security or private industry, private investigations, things of that nature. And maybe even some other specialized courses, taser, OCAT, baton, handcuffing, things like that. But as far as, you know, the secondary education type stuff, the Career Institute will not be geared toward that because not everyone wants to have a college, but they do want to have a upscale security training academy, which is, you know, that's what really this is. It's an upscale security training academy with a number of other curriculum that can be added on, and we'll tailor-make those courses and curriculum specific to your area and to your needs. Now, you know, some people say franchises are a rip-off, they cost money, and blah, blah, blah. The truth of the matter is franchises are turnkey. We'll provide you with the training. We'll provide you with the curriculum. We'll provide you with every step of the way that you need to do. We will secure with you everything that you need. You don't need a big campus. You don't need to spend a lot of money. You know, as long as you have a decent training facility, the equipment necessary to be able to deliver the training. And to be honest with you, I oftentimes don't even use PowerPoint. I don't. I'm not big into PowerPoint. I think it's for dummies. You know, I do freestyle frequently where I go to speak and do seminars and so forth, and I've got maybe a little outline, and I just go from that. But there's a lot of opportunities with franchise because we are there with you 24/7, and because this is really something very unique, there's a lot of opportunities for you to offer a lot of different types of courses and to have us to help you each step of the way. It's very beneficial, and I really encourage you, if you are interested in teaching or if you have a security school now and you want to upgrade it to the next level, that you contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com, because I think we'll be able to show you a whole new way of doing business, a whole new student populace to reach, and also how you can really, you know, almost all overnight upgrade yourself and your school just by coming in and becoming an Armor College or an Armor Career Institute. A lot of opportunities for training, free training, paid training, opportunities for you to network with us and have your employees get training free. Now, last but not least, some people say, well, what the heck am I going to do this for? My employer's not going to pay me no more tomorrow than they did yesterday. I don't care if I got 1,500 different certifications. They're not going to pay me. Unfortunately, because of your mindset, because of where you are, you're right. You're not going to get paid anymore, and you're always going to be that entry-level guard. You're always going to be that entry-level person. You know, I've said this before. I've talked to many dozens, hundreds of people every year, and I always ask the same question, well, how long have you been in the security industry? And sometimes, quite frequently actually, they'll say 15 years, 10 years, 20 years, even more, and I ask, well, how come you're still a security officer? And they say, well, I'm only doing this just to get a paycheck until something better comes along. But you've been doing this for 10, 15, 20, 30 years. Nothing better has come along. Why haven't you taken additional training? Why haven't you gotten a college degree? Why haven't you advanced your career? Employers today are looking at two things when they hire managers, supervisors, directors, and chiefs. They look at your experience. They also look at your training and education. So even if you have 30 years as an entry-level security officer or a shift supervisor, that's as far as you're going to go. No employer is going to hire you as a director, a chief, an executive, a vice president of security and safety if all that you have to offer them is 15 years contract security, no degree, no training, no diplomas, no certification. No, it doesn't work that way. I was in Tennessee last week. I had a friend of mine go to the internet and go to Indeed.com. They're a big employment clearinghouse for employment of all type. Look up security chief. Look up security director. Look up, you know, assistant director, and you'll see the requirements, absolute requirements of education, experience, and training. But you'll also see the big salaries, $50,000, $80,000, $100,000, $120,000, and more. But you've got to have both the education, the training, and the experience. All that's got to be combined. And if you're not willing to do it, you're probably not going to move up the ranks, and you're probably not going to financially benefit. But if you are interested in really going forward with your career, whether it be, you know, as management in a security agency or owning your own security training school or college, we have the opportunity right now, you have the opportunity right now to do it, because you're connected with a powerful, experienced organization, international organization, that has proven track record for training, for mentoring, promoting, assisting. You know, I can give you a list of a number of folks that we've helped to get their career on track and get a better job. If you'd like to participate in any of these programs, send an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We're really looking for folks to help sponsor the strategic training summits in a number of cities. And if you can't financially help, I'm sure you know folks who do. Maybe you can jointly, you know, have a number of companies do it. It doesn't cost much money. Send an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Well, that's going to wrap it up for tonight. We're glad that you've been here. Again, if you need any help, you have any questions, you can always contact me. You can always send an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. If you're not a member of POI, we encourage you to become a member. Tons of benefits, free and discounted training, just a whole lot going on. You definitely want to be part of it. Thanks for being with us tonight. God bless. We'll see you next week here on the radio.